The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, February 4, 2022. The imposition of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade on Cuba today constitutes an essential tool of the U.S. policy against Cuba in order to destroy the revolution, said foreign ministry officials. According to Ismara Vargas, in charge of legal affairs and analysis at the General Directorate of the United States in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, this siege becomes an act of war and a permanent aggression against the island. During a recent conversation with students at the University of Havana, she explained that although the blockade was officially decreed on February 3, 1962, its application dates back to the very moment of the revolutionary triumph in January 1959. At the meeting, which was also attended by MINREC specialists Jorge Luis Cepero and David Ramirez, those present pointed out how the siege seeks to deprive the Cuban people of resources necessary for life and prevent the normal development of the economy. This policy is not an abstract concept, but refers to a set of laws, regulations, coercive measures, and arbitrary lists applied in a ruthless manner by the U.S. government, the Foreign Ministry's website emphasizes. Cuba today confirmed 1,434 new positive cases of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, 112 less than the previous day, and 7 deaths due to COVID-19, a disease caused by that pathogen. In a statement, that state portfolio explained that the empowered authorities granted 2,721 medical discharges, and to date there have been 1,033,955 recoveries. Cuba accumulates 1,050,840 diagnosed with the pathogen since March 11, 2020, and the total number of fatalities reached 8,427. The Ministry of Public Health data reported a lethality on the island of 0.80%, lower than the world average of 1.48 and 1.83 in the Americas. The reaction of international musicians to annul their inclusion in the poster of the San Remo Music Award Festival today returns to the Cuban cultural context the echoes of media manipulation and imperialist pressure. A comment published in the official newspaper Gramma recalls the dependency of creators on the dynamics of the art market and how the sound scene does not escape the clutches of hegemonic forces. Publications on social networks show the media influence that managed to break several singers, since the worshippers of evil and architects of manipulation activated the disinformation springs. To date, the Spaniards Alex Ubago and duo Andy and Lucas, as well as the Mexican Kalimba, have confirmed the withdrawal from the event, wielding unfounded justifications for the threats of a YouTuber on duty, but who obey the policies of their own managers. Currently, the 72nd Italian Song Festival, San Remo 2022, takes place in the European nation hand-in-hand with a list of luxury artists, while the largest of the Antilles will host a meeting from April 5 to 10 with a business exchange agenda, culinary affairs, fashion, and concerts. And in the international agenda, we have that the Vice Minister of Communication of the Ministry of the Presidency, Gabriela Alcón, confirmed that the Commission for the Review of Cases of Rape and Femicide in Bolivia, created by order of President Luis Arce, will meet today. We will hold the first meeting of the Commission. As authorities, we must work together and leave aside political stance and opinions that do not contribute, wrote on Twitter the also journalist and social communicator. Alcón affirmed in another message that the duty of this team is to provide structural solutions to the actions of judges and justice providers who benefited murderers and rapists. This is a state issue, the Minister of the Presidency, Marianela Prada, stressed. That is how our president defined it, so we are going to provide structural solutions, which is what Bolivian families expect. Meanwhile, the Association of Political Prisoners of Uruguay, CRISOL, called on the president of the Supreme Court of Justice to prioritize the investigation of crimes committed during the dictatorship from 1973 to 1985. CRISOL sent a letter to the newly sworn-in magistrate, John Perez, whom it reminded of rulings by international legal bodies to judge indefeasibly crimes against humanity. The letter proclaims that justice is a right of all victims and a social necessity to affirm democracy, the rule of law, and to generate the conditions that prevent the repetition of such tragic events. In this regard, the association mentioned among the pending cases the disappearances of Luis Eduardo González and Oscar Tassino and the assassinations of Diana Maindanik, Laura Rayo, and Silvia Reyes, known as the April Girls case. The political prisoners asked for a meeting with all the ministers of the court to discuss the situation of the judicial cases linked to the dictatorship, since they perceived that the majority of the magistrates are against this demand. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.